Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
Ready for some fun this morning here on WEOL. We have from Main Street Wellington, Jenny Arts joining us. Good morning, Jenny. How are you today?
Good morning. Great, Bruce. Thanks for having me on.
I know your streets are clean. I've seen photographs of people pushing a broom. This past weekend was that Lorain County Beautiful Day, and
yes,
everybody in Wellington helping out to clear out all that winter debris that sort of ends up there through those months, right?
Right. We definitely had, thankfully, the rain held off. So that helped. And we had a small group of volunteers, but they did a great job. And we also had Rock This Town going on with Wellington Music. And we had six different acoustic musicians kind of around town, too, just to kind of add to the fun.
I see. Yeah, that's a lot of great things going on. But we're going to talk about some of the events that are coming up. Of course, you have Memorial Day coming up as well. And there's always a lot of patriotic themes taking place.
Mm-hmm.
For that, but let's talk about this. Well, let me get some music for you to set the mood for this particular event. I don't want to be blasted out of space here, but you have an event coming up on June 24th. Talk about this.
Yes, we have this really talented man in town, Jim Schubert, and he fabricates props and armor, basically, of Star Wars creations. He has a company, Galactic Rebel Forces, but he just really loves Star Wars and sci-fi and uses a lot of his talent to create these sets. And he will be putting together at least three, probably more like five or six different set designs that we're going to have in the Wellington Town Hall. And people can come in and get photos with them. He even has like light up lightsabers, and but we'll have some vendors there as well selling different things, all different sci-fi themes. And we did a little preview last year, and people really enjoyed it. You know, it's great for your Christmas card photos and just to really have some fun with it. So if that's on the 24th, and it's from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's only $10 to get your wristband, but kids 10 and under are free. So, yeah.
So, Jenny, how does a program like this come together? Is it your big idea or somebody else bring it to you?
Actually, this one was Jim. He has been one of our characters at a lot of our events. He would walk around and he said, you know, I've always wanted to do this type of event. And I said, oh my gosh, we can certainly partner with you. And it's really all of his love and attention to detail. And he just really makes every sci-fi person, especially Star Wars lover, dreams come true, really.
You may have some Wookiees walking into Wellington on that day, right?
It's possible. He is putting together a list. He's gone to a lot of the Comic-Cons around the country, and so he has a whole list of people and contacts who will come in costume. So keep an eye on our website and Facebook. We'll have a list of what time you can see, you know, certain people. And I do believe he does have a friend who's very tall and can be the Wookiee.
Right. Yeah. Did they know how hot it's going to be on June 24th? But you can invite other people to have a contest for a cosplay contest too. So.
Yep. It doesn't have to be Star Wars. Sure. It can be any type of sci-fi cosplay. There's definitely a contest going on and all sorts of activities.
Talking with Jenny Arntz this morning in Main Street Wellington. What else you got coming up for us this summer?
Well, the big thing coming up is July 3rd and 4th. Obviously, we're going to be celebrating our Independence Day. July 3rd is going to also be the groundbreaking of Union School Park with the mayor and Kiwanis. And so we have moved our ice cream social the groundbreaking is at 5. The ice cream social will be at 6. And then the Patriots Symphonic Band will be playing 7 to 8:30. Weather hopefully will cooperate, and we will also have the fireworks that night. So that's July 3rd, and then on the 4th, everything will be back in the square, and just all sorts of activities going on. And we have a ton of great sponsors, and we hope everyone will come down and join the parade and just have a lot of fun.
Sounds good. Let's talk a little bit about a mural that you have in conjunction with the Lorain County Fair. What is this one about?
This is pretty exciting. Our design committee, led by our president, Shannon Meeks, and another wonderful volunteer, Shelley Wolf, have been working pretty hard for probably the past 3 months or so to try to really get more arts in downtown. And we wanted to move forward and get a mural. And so we found a location for it. And then we thought we wanted to really celebrate our rural culture. And what better way than to kind of highlight the Lorain County Fair? And so we kind of appealed to them for help paying for the mural. And we have an artist, Ron Stavanis, who has done some of the art in town already. And working with the building owner, Dwayne Bremke, it'll be on the north side of... it's basically where Bread and Brew is. And so when you come in from town, you'll see this mural. It's going to be about 8 by 8. And it'll have our famous barn in the background and a bunch of different farm animals. And it's just going to be bright and cheerful and obviously highlight the Lorain County Fair. So we're really excited for that. And our goal is to have that up before August 1st, and it'll be a minimum of 5 years and maybe be extended. So we're just trying to add more art and vibrancy downtown, and so that's kind of the first one out of the gate.
A lot of times when you're doing things, you find a place that's like a good photo op, right? And that that creates that sort of kind of place for that for people when they come down into Wellington.
Exactly, and our hope is really to... get something like that from every direction that you're entering. So to town, so you can kind of know, hey, we're in historic downtown Wellington, and it's really fun. And our hope is that adding that art will get more visitors, will get more people shopping and eating and supporting our businesses downtown. And I mean, there's a lot of communities around the country that pretty much demonstrate that when you start taking more pride and showing art and these vibrant displays, things happen. So that's our hope.
Yep, and I can see that too. And that's really what you do as Main Street Wellington, right? Try to figure out how to bring people in, keep the business active and the community involved in the whole Main Street, as they say. Jenny, if people want to get more information on some of the things we've talked about, where's a good place to get details on that?
Yes, mainstreetwellington.org is our website. And they can always see us on Facebook as well. Main Street Wellington is our name on Facebook. And we would love people to come to town. And a big thank you to Gary Gibbs with the Lorain County Visitors Bureau for providing us this platform with the Main Street Beat. So come to town, shop, eat, have some fun. We'd love to see you.
Absolutely. Jenny, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
You too. Have a great day.
You too. Jenny Arntz from Main Street Wellington joining us this morning as part of our Main Street Beat here at WEOL. Lots going on in the Main Streets. Again, we'll be talking every Tuesday at this time to different Main Streets in the community. Next week, Positively Oberlin, Janet Haar, and her associates will join us as well. Weeks ahead, Amherst, Vermilion, and Lorain also on our schedule for the Main Street Beat here at WEOL.